The majority of people in New York State are anti-war. The Democrats and the Republicans represent a bipartisan consensus that is pro-war, that is pro-war on terror, that is anti-investigation. And I'm here as a representative of the Green Party to introduce Howie Hawkins. He's one of the co-founders of the Green Party nationwide from 1984. He's a lifelong peace activist and a former Marine who, after boot camp, the Defense Department decided, you're not going to Vietnam. We're actually going to ask you to leave the U.S. Marine Corps because you would not be good for troop morale. He went on to be a part of the Clamshell Alliance on the West Coast. He's been a lifelong activist for peace, for economic justice in his native Syracuse. He's a Teamster. He's a working class hero. He works for UPS as a freight loader on the third shift. And he's just generally a fun guy and a great guy to be around. And a lot of people say, well, he's not going to win, though, right? Well, you know what? Maybe he'll win. Maybe he won't. I can't predict the future, and I'm not married to outcomes, like the great Mahatma Gandhi used to say. But I'll tell you this. One thing builds another. One campaign inspires you to run for office in 08. If we get more than 50,000 votes for our Green Party peace slate, we'll be automatically back on the ballot in 08 and 2012. If we get more than 200,000 votes, that's going to be an incredible story, because that's going to be the last time that happened for a third party candidate was something like 80 years ago in this state. So Howie's going to be up here in a minute. We've got people from the campaign. They're going to pass out these little green cards. I'll be in the back after my talk. I've got copies of my book, Big Wedding, 9/11, The Whistleblowers and the Cover-Up. I brought along a couple of copies of Howie's book, Independent Politics, in which he does a scathing analysis of that bipartisan consensus for war and permanent war on terror, and I highly recommend it. But without further ado, I'm going to scoot out of here and ask you to join me in welcoming to the stage here at the Community Church, U.S. Senate candidate Howie Hawkins.
Well, thanks for the opportunity to say a few words to you. Title was Where the Evidence Leads, and for me, it leads to an independent investigation as to what really happened on 9/11. You can't hear? How's that? Okay. The title of this forum was Where the Evidence Leads, and I said, for me, the evidence leads to the need for an independent investigation. The 9/11 Truth Movement put out a statement in October 2004, had 12 questions on it after the official commission report came out. Those questions are still outstanding. We know the government lied about many key issues about 9/11. They lied about weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. They lied about the supposed connection between Saddam and bin Laden. The recently released audio tapes from NORAD Command Center showed that the Pentagon lied to the 9/11 Commission. The FBI was forced to admit it lied to the victims on many issues, including about the hijackers. And the EPA lied to first responders and the people in the area about the toxicity of what came down on 9/11. So it's not a question of whether the government lied about 911, it's what all the lies were and how pervasive they were. So we need a new investigation. And New Yorkers for sure know that. 66% of New Yorkers want a new investigation, according to Zogby poll last May. 49% of New Yorkers believe the government knew in advance about the attacks. So even from the government's point of view of its own legitimacy, they ought to do a new investigation and get this stuff straightened out. But ask yourself, where are the mainstream two-party candidates? I mean, they're supposed to be opportunistic. They'll follow the polls. Why aren't they following these polls? And the thing you have to understand, we have a two-party system of corporate rule. Example, July 17th, Monday, this summer. Maybe it was the 19th, but mid-July, Rupert Murdoch hosts a fundraiser for Hillary Clinton in Fox News headquarters in the morning. Front runner for the Democratic Party. At lunchtime, Rupert Murdoch's going to a fundraiser for John McCain, the Republican frontrunner. So they bid on both sides. They fund both sides. You look at all the industries, they fund both parties. And there are two bases out there. There's a base of voters and there's a base of money. And you can't even talk to the voters unless you got that base of money, that's corporate money. That's why the corporate money won't fund the investigation. That's why the politicians won't talk about it. That's why expecting the Democrats to lead us out of Iraq is like expecting the crack addicts to turn in their dealers, because they're addicted to that corporate campaign cash. That's how the system works. So if you want an independent investigation, you got to elect an independent Congress. If you want to get out of Iraq, you got to start electing people that aren't from the two parties that are captured by the military-industrial complex. And that's some of the issues that I'm raising. Independent investigation. The war on terror was the wrong response to 9-1-1. The Green Party issued a national release right after, got drowned out. You know, the propaganda was set in motion to lay the groundwork for these wars of occupation. But we say, out now, troops home now. Impeachment. Aside from 9-1-1, the Center for Constitutional Rights has got four articles of impeachment ready to go. We need to repeal the Patriot Act, Homeland Security Act, and these other acts and laws that are laying the basis for repression and of dissent and our freedoms. And how about this? How about we make friends instead of enemies around the world? Why don't we take half the Pentagon's budget and invest it in renewable energy and spread it around the world? Let's spread goodwill instead of creating resentment over colonialism, neocolonialism. So the point of running green candidates and electing green candidates is not just to speak truth to power, but to get some power to bring the truth out. Thank you.